In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that unless we become like little children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we stop and ask the question, why would we have a reading like that when we're celebrating the feast of Saint Michael? Because Saint Michael is the greatest angel in heaven. And he's the greatest angel in heaven because he made himself small. He became the leader of the angels because the highest angel that God created had turned his will against God. And the name Michael, which means who is like unto God, was able then to humble himself as he looked at all the various mysteries that God had revealed, even though they might not have made sense to the angels, knowing, of course, that the angels understood to the degree that they were able, and they also knew exactly what would follow from their choice. But nonetheless, these are mysteries, and the angels were not able to grasp the mysteries fully. And so as they looked at these mysteries, Satan and those who followed him said, "Non seriam, I will not serve." Michael, on the other hand, could say, "Quis ut Deus, who is like unto God?" If this is what God has chosen to do and this is his will, then I will humble myself and I will accept what God has chosen. That is the humility that allowed him to be the greatest of the angels. As we have talked about many times, the height of your charity is equal to the depth of your humility. If Saint Michael is now the highest angel in heaven, it's because he loves the most. And if he loves the most, he therefore has to be the one with the most humility. That's what Satan was supposed to have, being the highest one that God created. But he refused to humble himself, and therefore, being filled with pride, he has no charity. It's pure pride on his part. There is no room for charity. But the humility of Saint Michael is what allowed him to cast Satan out of heaven and cast him down to the depths for eternity. It is now our turn. As we look at what goes on in the world and in the church, and as things continue to unfold and we will see them get darker and deeper and worse, are we going to remain faithful? Anyone who thinks that we can do this by our own strength is going to fall, just like Satan. Anyone who is so proud that they think that they can handle this by themselves is going to crash. We have to learn from Saint Michael. We have to be willing to accept God's providence even when we don't understand it. We have heard in the last few years utterly asinine things that people have come up with. Things like, if God doesn't do something pretty soon, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. Give me a break. What kind of moron comes up with something so stupid as that? But it's pure pride. It's a refusal to accept God's providence. It's to somehow be able to look at it and say, oh, poor us, our situation is so horrible that God owes it to us to do something to fix it. Really? God didn't cause this mess, we did. Don't blame it on God. Look where the blame belongs, ourselves. We're the ones who chose this nonsense. Don't put the blame on God. He doesn't owe us anything. We owe him a lot. But what God is looking for from us is faith and charity. Are we willing to put into practice the virtues? Faith, hope, and charity in particular. Are we willing to continue to look at God? Continue to trust him as he allows things to work their way out. The things that Satan has set up for hundreds of years, and the things that humanity, sadly, just like Adam in the garden, has reached out to the forbidden trees and grabbed the fruit and thought that we had something that was really, really good, and it has brought death. And it is going to continue to do that. And God is simply going to allow us to choose our own way. Are we going to continue to believe in him? Are we going to continue to have faith, to have confidence, to trust? Are we going to continue to love him? If we look at what happened in heaven, it was very, very quick. They had one choice to make. They made their choice. The battle broke out. It didn't take long. This isn't going to either. Once it gets really moving, it's going to go fast. So we need to brace ourselves. And by bracing ourselves, I mean we need to pray, and we need to have faith, and we need to trust. That's what it's all coming down to. The mystery that we are looking at of what happened in heaven before time began is now playing itself out. The battle between the serpent and the woman that we see in the first book of the Bible and we see in the last book of the Bible. In the same passage, by the way, that we see Saint Michael and Satan in their battle, it is happening. And what a privilege to be a part of it. But if that's the case, then let's learn the battle cry real fast. Michael, quis ut Deus, who is like unto God? No matter what happens, that is what we have to keep saying. Who is like unto God? I don't have a better way than he does. This is the way he's chosen to do it. This is what's perfect. I will trust him. Who is like unto God? In the mysteries that were shown to the angels, they couldn't understand. They rejected. Michael said, who is like unto God? When we look at the mess that's going on right now, we don't understand. We don't have to understand. We just need to trust. We need to have faith. Need to have charity. Who is like unto God?